I'm Pat Lincioni, here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. Today I'm thinking about this concept of it's always the right time to grow in your faith. And I have a good friend, he's 61 years old, a dear guy, and he went to Christian schools his whole life, but he never really understood his faith. And just this past year, he's had a breakthrough. And when he originally had it, he thought, man, how come I didn't do this earlier? Maybe it's too late. Maybe I was supposed to do this when I was 20 or 30 or 40. And then he realized he's doing things now that he wouldn't have done had it not been at age 61 that he was having this breakthrough. And the truth is he's motivating other men like me because his new faith is such a witness to the raw love for Jesus. And so it reminds me that God knew what year and what age he would come to know him. And he's using him right now in a way that is different than if it had happened earlier. So God always knows. And whenever it is that we come to know Jesus better, that's the right time.
Your past does not disqualify you. I mean, that's the devil's, the oldest trick in his book is to convince you that your past disqualifies you from a beautiful future in Jesus. It's the exact opposite. God is so powerful, he'll wrap up your past into a new story and make it work out to his greater glory. Even if your past was a total mess, it could be a stepping stone for a place that you wouldn't have otherwise been. Everything could be rewritten by Almighty God. Paul's witness was more powerful because he had previously persecuted Christians. More powerful, not less. That's what God can do for you.
Right. And like this guy that I'm talking about, his inability to explore and learn his faith earlier is the very thing that made him so hungry later. So God is saying, I know what you went through. I'm going to use that to do something that would have been totally different had I done it before. That's not to say that any of us should delay. We should do our best whenever we can. But like there's this old Chinese proverb that said the best time to plant a tree is 10 years ago. And the next best time is right now. So if this is our right now, let's just be grateful for that and realize all those years when we didn't plant the tree are going to lead to a different kind of tree purely because God knows what he's doing.
And those weren't wasted years. God is so powerful that he could turn those into something for his greater glory. I've had parents tell me they don't want to talk to their kid about, you know, living the right way because they lived the wrong way when they were kids. Like, no. You wouldn't, you know, go bankrupt and then tell your kid not to put everything on credit, for crying out loud. You're uniquely qualified because of what you went through. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your grace and mercy, which transforms everything. It even turns our past mistakes into stepping stones, into a glorious future, and into a witness. We ask you to help us to be like St. Paul and to glorify you, not despite our past, but in it and because of your redemptive love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.